Susana Vaca works a lot. The Peruvian folklorist has won 3 Latin Grammys and become known for singing Afro-Peruvian music to stages around the world. She also runs a music school and has served as Peru's Minister of Culture. Now 77, the singer-songwriter is in the 50th year of her career. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has this profile.
Que tus pinceles pasen sobre mi país.
Before she was famous as an artist, Susana Vaca was a researcher. She was studying education at a university in Lima when she got a side job helping the late journalist and historian Juan José Vega organize his library.
Entonces allí yo empecé a leer los libros de las raíces africanas en el mundo.
Vaca, who is Afro-Peruvian, says that's when she first learned about the history and cultural impact of Africans in the Americas. She was inspired.
Yo he recorrido mi país por todos los rincones, todo. Conozco muchísimo el país.
Vaca went on to travel throughout Peru, to the mountains, the coast, the jungle, learning all about Afro-Peruvian culture. She attended festivals, studied the dances, learned the stories, and compiled the music.
Negra de la.
Vaca launched her career as an artist in 1971, performing Afro-Peruvian poems and existing compositions in her own way.
Fue como una necesidad de expresarme.
It was a way, she says, of expressing herself. But it wasn't until 1995 that Susana Vaca gained an international audience when, gearing up for a South American tour, David Byrne of the band Talking Heads decided to take Spanish classes.
Él tenía una gira por Sudamérica. Entonces, él refuerza su español con unas clases.
His teacher played him this song by Vaca, María Lando.
María no tiene tiempo, María Lando, de alzar los ojos. María de alzar los ojos, María Lando, rotos de sueño.
Me busca y me dice que esta canción que yo canto, él quería colocarlo en su disco. Y él aprende también, María Lando.
Byrne was inspired by the performance and put the song on a compilation album called Afro-Peruvian Classics, The Soul of Black Peru. Vaca was catapulted into the international spotlight as an ambassador of Afro-Peruvian music and history. That's a legacy she still carries today on her new album, Palabras Urgentes.
Que oscura sangra la herida. Ay, 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 Madu.
Palabras Urgentes es en realidad un disco de tomar conciencia sobre muchas cosas. Por ejemplo, tomar conciencia sobre los políticos mentirosos.
The album, titled Urgent Truths in English, is about raising awareness, she explains, and denouncing the political corruption that Vaca says Latin Americans have experienced all too closely in recent decades.
Se va quemando. Ay, 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 qué oscuro.
Con la herida oscura. Que es Micaela Bastidas, es una mujer que lucha al lado de su esposo por la liberación del Perú.
This song, La Herida Oscura, or The Dark Wound, is about Micaela Bastidas, a guerrilla leader and indigenous Peruvian who fought for independence from the Spanish. On Cambalache, a tango originally written in the 1930s, Vaca updated the lyrics to directly address who she calls the lying politicians of today.
Que siempre ha habido choros, vivarachos y estafados, contentos y amargados, transparencia y falsedad.
To give these old stories new meaning, Vaca worked with producer Michael League of the band Snarky Puppy, who she met a few years ago while recording together in New Orleans.
Michael se ha emocionado mucho para escribir lo que ha escrito.
She says League put a lot of care into writing and pulling in collaborators, musicians to play on the album. When he played her one of the songs, months after recording,
y yo me emociono hasta las lágrimas.
It brought Vaca to tears.
Y por ese lado, la globalización es buenísima. Porque ellos escuchan mi música y lo que sienten, tocan. Eso es muy bello.
Becca says she likes that part of globalization. It's beautiful. Sharing her art with a younger musician from a different background who can add his own touch to her music.
Da lo mismo que sea cura, artesano chabacano, cara dura o polizón.
Even though the issues she sings about are serious, Becca says there's a lot of fun and love in these songs, and she hopes they resonate with listeners as they did with her.
Y yo creo que la gente va a sentirse acariciada por esa música.
Becca looks forward to performing the album live and says that when she does, she will embody its themes of liberation by gracing the stage barefoot, as she's been known to do.
Yo siento que mis pies están sin zapatos y soy libre. Puedo bailar, puedo llevar el compás con los dedos.
It's better for keeping the rhythm, for dancing, feeling grounded, she says, and for feeling free. Isabella Gómez Sarmiento, NPR News.